The stubborn opposition to Einstein's idea of light quanta rested on the overwhelming evidence in support of a wave theory of light. However, whether light was a particle or a wave had been hotly disputed before. During the 18th century, and in the early years of the 19th, it was Isaac Newton's particle theory that had triumphed. "My design in this book is not to explain the properties of light by hypothesis," Newton wrote at the beginning of Optics, published in 1704, "but to propose and prove them by reason and experiments." Those first experiments were conducted in 1666, when he split light into the colors of the rainbow with a prism and wove them back together into white light using a second prism. Newton believed that rays of light were composed of particles, or as he called them, corpuscles, the very small bodies emitted from shining substances. With the particles of light traveling in straight lines, such a theory would, according to Newton, explain the everyday fact that while a person can be heard talking around a corner, they cannot be seen, since light cannot bend around corners. Newton was able to give a detailed mathematical account for a host of optical observations, including reflection and refraction, the bending of light as it passes from a less to a more dense medium. However, there were other properties of light that Newton could not explain. For example, when a beam of light hit a glass surface, part of it passed through and the rest was reflected. The question Newton had to address was why some particles of light were reflected and others not. To answer it, he was forced to adapt his theory. Light particles caused wave-like disturbances in the ether. These fits of easy reflection and easy transmission, as he called them, were the mechanism by which some of the beam of light was transmitted through the glass and the remainder reflected. He linked the bigness of these disturbances to color. The biggest disturbances, those having the longest wavelength in the terminology that came later, were responsible for producing red. The smallest, those having the shortest wavelength, produced violet. The Dutch physicist Christian Huygens argued that there was no Newtonian particle of light. 13 years older than Newton, by 1678, Huygens had developed a wave theory of light that explained reflection and refraction. However, his book on the subject, Traité de la Lumière, was not published until 1690. Huygens also believed that light was a wave traveling through the ether. It was akin to the ripples that fanned out across the still surface of a pond from a dropped stone. If light was really made up of particles, Huygens asked, then where was the evidence of collisions that should occur when two beams of light crossed each other? There was none, argued Huygens. Sound waves do not collide, ergo light must also be wave-like.